I'd like to call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Representative Benson?
Yes, Madam Chair, I've read the minutes for Monday, April 15th, and I'd like to move them.
Representative Benson moves the minutes for April 15th. Are there any questions or any discussions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion is adopted. I want to let people know that we're moving the Omnibus Legacy Bill off the agenda for today and to tomorrow. We'll take it up with State Government Finance, and we'll both do both those on the same day. So just for people who are in the audience who are thinking we're going to have that debate today, we let your team know, Representative Dowder, so that no surprises. And so we are going to move the calendar for the day. So I'd like to move the calendar of the day for Thursday, April 18th, 2013. Are there any questions? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And I'd also like to move and invite Representative Morgan up to the table. I'd like to move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 767 be re-referred to the General Register. Representative Morgan is here to answer questions. You don't have to really present the guts of your bill, but just, you know, if you're here to answer questions or just let us know the general, here's what we're here for, that'd be great.
Madam Chair, thank you very much, members. The bill missed deadline. It was a miscommunication. I got referred to a committee that it did not need to be referred to, and so we're here to, I guess, help fix the mistake. So it's a simple agency bill, and obviously we'll discuss it on the floor.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Representative Morgan? Representative Hoppe?
Madam Chair, I don't have an issue with this bill, and mistakes happen, but I've been on the Rules Committee for a number of years, and it seems like every day we've got a number of bills that are missing deadline. Is this something that's going to keep happening? Is there some underlying something going on this year? And it's we've had instances in years past where there have been bills that haven't made it. There's always the case, but it seems like an excessive amount this year.
Thanks, Representative Hoppe, and I sure hope we're about done with that. And there are a number of bills that members would like to come through this process, and we're not allowing them. But on a case-by-case basis, I am allowing that. And I just had a conversation yesterday with Representative Beard and Representative Purcell about a bill that they would like to move through, and we're contemplating that. So it's a good question, and I appreciate your indulgence. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Representative Pawlowski.
Just for the record, where did the mistake occur?
Representative Morgan?
Madam Chair, Representative Pawlowski. Mistake occurred on the last day before committee deadlines. The bill has a section about a task force. We were in government operations, and the referral was made to Health and Human Services Finance, and it didn't go there because there's no money in this bill. So
Madam Chair, Representative Morgan, GovOp should have referred it to where?
Representative Morgan.
Madam Chair, Representative Pawlowski, I, as the author, should have known that the bill should have been referred to the General Register and did not need to go to Health and Human Services Finances. I'm taking a hit on this one, Representative Pawlowski.
Representative Morgan, I appreciate that. Are you a member of GovOps?
Representative Morgan.
Madam Chair, Representative Pawlowski, not since you were chair in 07 and 08, Mr. Representative
Pawlowski. Madam Chair, Representative Morgan, so you could not have made the motion, so someone had to do it for you. I just bring it up that this is to the point that was made earlier. Apparently, we do have some misreferrals that shouldn't be happening and don't need to happen. So again, we need to do our work a little bit better in committee.
Thank you, Representative Pawlowski. And I think it's an excellent point.
Well, it's Pawlowski, but see, there's a little mistake that's mounting up.
I've actually run as committee today, so no one noticed.
Thank you, Representative Hoppe. All right, is there Representative Pepin?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My recollection, since I am on government operations, was that this bill was referred to HHS Finance because we thought that there was a fiscal cost to it. We thought that that might be the case, and Chair Nelson wanted to send it there because we thought that that might be the case. Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
Representative Morgan.
Madam Chair, Representative Pepin, it was about a month ago now, and I'm not remembering exactly the discussion that happened, but I do remember that I was convinced that it did need to go to HHS Finance as well, and I should have made it clear that there was no money in the bill and it didn't need to go there. So, again, my fault.
Any other questions? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, no. And that motion is adopted. Members, we're going to go into recess because there are a couple of, there's one bill that we're going to consider this afternoon, and Representative Hillstrom is in court right now. So we will come back at the call of the chair. So at this point, the committee is in recess. Thank you. All right, so I'd like to call the Rules Committee back into order, and we just have two motions this afternoon. And so the first is, I'd make the motion that I move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 1765 be referred to Government Operations. Representative Hillstrom remains in court this afternoon representing a client. And so Representative Nelson is here to answer any questions. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess Representative Hillstrom got called into court, so I'm here filling in for her. She gave me a little background summary of the bill, and just I'll read the first paragraph here. The bill requires debt collectors to file proof with the court when they're buying debt that's out there, that they have the right person that they're suing. And that's basically what it does. And that a lot of these cases have been brought against people. People ignore them because, well, I don't have that debt. They get a judgment against them, and then they're forced to pay that debt. This would require the people that are buying these debts and suing people and trying to collect it, that they have the right person before they were able to collect it. I believe that's the down the quick and dirty on it.
Wrong number. Or else this is wrong.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Dowd. Representative Dowd is calling it to my attention that I moved the motion on the wrong bill. So let me correct the motion
Okay. So
that we're on the right piece of business. And I move that. So this is the Hillstrom bill.
House File 80.
It is House File. No wonder. Okay. So I move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and the House File 80 be referred to Government Operations. All right. Other questions for Representative Nelson?
Does it go to Government Operations or does it go? This one doesn't go to Government Operations.
Oh, it goes to the General Register.
Oh, the General Register.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm having problems with my notes today. Are there questions for Representative Nelson?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Similar to the question I asked about the first bill today, and I know Representative Nelson might not know, not being the author, but we heard this bill in committee, and I'm familiar with the bill. I'm just wondering why it's here and why it didn't make deadline.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's in her note here. Originally, Representative Hillstrom was going to use this bill as her omnibus bill, and so it went through the complete committee process, and then she had it referred back to her committee, and that's why it didn't meet deadlines, because it went through all the whole process of going through and made all the proper stops. It's just that she was going to use it as the vehicle for her omnibus bill, and didn't use this one, and that's why it's here in rules.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Representative Kelly.
Madam Chair, I just got a question, kind of an overview maybe if you could with us to explain, because it seems like there's been numerous reasons why we can't lose the deadline. And just from a criteria standpoint, I mean, this seems to be pertinent to now and obviously. So there's many, many reasons why we allow this rule to be waived. I'm just wondering, is there a general guideline? Is there some criteria?
Yeah, Representative Kelly, thank you for the question. And generally speaking, as members have come to talk with me about bills, I have tried to understand what the problem was about where the bill got stuck, and if it got stuck, as Representative Nelson has just described. I try and consider whether or not it is important for the bill to be heard and move forward then. That's the criteria that I'm using. So I'm using some judgment, obviously, but also recognizing that sometimes members with their bills or sometimes our staff are making decisions that have impacted the progress of a bill, and we should consider those the situations and then consider whether or not the bill should move forward. You're welcome. Are there any other questions? I'm going to make the motion one more time so I make sure it's clear for the record. So I move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 80 be re-referred to the General Register. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Thank you. And then to move this along, I move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 1795 be re-referred to Government Operations.
65.
I'm gonna let you all make the motions for me today.
We'd be happy to.
I know.
Tax bill, Madam Chair.
Okay, start now.
Thank you very much.
Take that back.
Thank you very much. All right, so House File 1765, Representative Nelson.
And Madam Chair and members, this bill is about labor peace agreements, and when we invest money in projects as a state of Minnesota through tax, either tax increment financing or putting money in public projects, we have a vested interest to make sure these projects get done and get up and running. And we've done a good job of requiring project labor agreements on these jobs for the projects being built. And this is similar to a project labor agreement in that the people on the back end, the servers, the people that clean the motels, those type of things that we put money in those hotels that we should have those people having the ability to talk to the labor unions about forming a union if they want, and we shouldn't be allowing our money to be used against our citizens in the state of Minnesota and fighting them as far as trying to get their put forward their rights of trying to organize a union. And that's basically what the bill does.
Thanks, Representative Nelson. Representative Hoppe.
Well, Madam Chair, again, you know, we heard the bill in committee, and I'm just wondering why it's here, why the timeline, why it didn't make deadline.
And it's late.
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair and members, this bill was brought to me late from powers way above my pay grade, and I was asked to carry it, and that's why I carried it. It came late, and you know, that's why it's here. It was heard in labor, the labor committee the other day, and it was referred to this committee.
Representative Doubt.
I'm not sure that sounds like a real good excuse or reason to waive rules. And I guess, you know, back to Representative Kelly's question about what are the criteria. And I understand that sometimes we're asked by leadership to carry bills, but the rules should apply to everybody, and we shouldn't waive rules because leadership wants us to carry a bill after a deadline. Is that what's going on here?
Representative Doubt, we're moving the bill through so that it can be heard in the proper committees. And as I explained before, there are a number of criteria that I look at and use judgment in deciding which bills that will be heard here. And that's what I've done with this one. Representative Kelly.
Madam Chair, I guess if Representative Nelson could give us some clarification on who's actually doing this. If you were asked to move the bill by people above your pay grade, who is that? So who is asking this committee to waive a rule?
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair, members, it was the Speaker. Asked me to carry this bill, bring this bill forward.
Representative Zellers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was part of my question. So, Representative Nelson, will you be making a stop in the Commerce Committee as well?
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair, it's going to GovOps from here, and we'll follow the course that it needs to take to get the committees it needs to hear.
Representative Nelson, I'm sure that you will be talking with Representative Atkins as well. Representative Zellers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And based on the kind of what we've seen here this morning, that's not good enough. I think we as a committee and this body as a whole deserve a yes or no answer. Madam Chair.
Representative Zellers, I will talk with Representative Atkins myself and make sure he's aware of the legislation, and I can let you know if he's going to see it in Commerce or not. And I bet you'll have a conversation with him as well.
Madam Chair.
Representative Zellers.
So the real reason I ask is we've had several bills dealing with this in the Commerce Committee, some of which actually had we took some action on, others were pretty much there to be a part of a discussion. We didn't vote. I don't know if it was an official committee. So if we're going to do that, and if you want to unionize the new Viking Stadium, I think we should bring it to the Commerce Committee and have a vote on it.
Madam Chair.
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair and members and Representative Zellers, for the Viking Stadium, they do have a labor peace agreement the Vikings have signed, so this bill doesn't cover them. As far as taking to the committees, I don't know what the path is. I haven't had that all laid out. Like I said, I'll take it to wherever I have to take it, at the direction.
Representative Anderson.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, I'll renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
And the motion is adopted. Thank you very much, members. The committee is adjourned for today. Thank you.